Welcome to the 5 o'clock news on a Friday. It's 5 minutes after 5. Kelly Breyer's in the newsroom, ready to go with Central Oregon News, and it's brought to you by Allstate. Call Allstate now, and you'll get a lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. Shop less, get more, make one call to an Allstate agent. Let's get to Kelly.
Oregon State Police say a traffic stop at the Oregon-California border led to the arrest of a Bend man caught with 42 pounds of marijuana. Arrested was 42-year-old Jeffrey Clough of Bend. On Thursday morning, an OSP trooper stopped Clough for a traffic violation. With the assistance of a police dog, officers found the marijuana in the car's trunk. Its estimated value is around $100,000. Clough was arrested and taken to the Jackson County Jail. He faces possession, distribution, and manufacture of marijuana charges. There is a glimmer of good news in the latest numbers from the Oregon Index of Economic Indicators.
What we see is a slight gain in September after 5 months of continuous declines. We saw a little bit of good news. Initial unemployment claims, they improved. We saw some significant weakness in U.S. consumer sentiments, and the interest rates of red really dragged down the index for the month.
But economist Tim Dewey still sees a 50% chance Oregon will slip back into a recession in early 2012. The CEO of one of the world's largest banks gets a chilly and loud welcome by Portland protesters. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports from downtown Portland.
While Chase CEO Jamie Dimon speaks to members of the Portland Business Alliance at the Hilton, protesters outside called him a thief, saying his company's bad business practices added to a big bank breakdown that required a federal bailout.
I understand it's hard to find ATMs everywhere, but, you know, the local credit unions are going to be way better. You know, vote with your dollar, basically.
The system is completely broken. The rule of law is it's just whatever they want to do from the top, they do it.
Dimon delivered prepared comments and then took questions that included one about the demonstration outside. Dimon saying not all banks are bad and banks are needed for a healthy and vibrant business community. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A Bend financial advisor is surprised by protests against Chase Bank. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says the CEO of Chase, Jamie Dimon, is very unliked and has become a poster child for the movement. But he says the facts don't support that title.
Chase didn't want to take any TARP money. It was forced. Chase and Wells Fargo, probably the two best big banks in the country. Neither of them wanted to take TARP, and they were forced by the government to take TARP, and they were the first ones to pay it off. And in both cases, the U.S. government made money on them. The U.S. government made money on almost every deal they did with TARP. TARP actually worked out for the taxpayer.
He says Jamie Dimon has been running a clean operation, that Chase also had a very strong balance sheet and very few toxic assets. Chase recently surpassed Bank of America as the country's largest bank. 3,000 people are expected to participate in this weekend's Nature of Words Literary Festival. This is the seventh year for the event. Executive Director Ellen Waterston says they have 9 well-known authors who will conduct workshops on the art of writing.
The literary festival is not only an opportunity for the community to hear some of the best writing being written across the country, but it also raises awareness of the year-round programs that the Nature of Words conducts for youth and adults. I think that the workshop component of the literary festival also allows anyone thinking about writing to have a chance to sit down with these authors in small groups and learn directly from them how they approach their craft.
The Nature of Words helps support such year-round programs like the Storefront Project, which provides youth and adult writing classes, and the Rising Star Creative Writing Competition. Nature of Words will wrap up on Sunday. And if you like big, noisy machines, then head over to the Deschutes County Fairgrounds tonight and tomorrow for the Monster Truck Nationals. Rick Long, driver of the star of the show, Bigfoot, says it's an event that everyone in the family enjoys.
We'll be doing racing, we'll be doing freestyle, and we'll be doing wheelie contests. So, I mean, there's a whole lot going on. We have Metal Militia, the motocross team that are out here, they'll be flying 75 feet in the air and doing stunts in the air. You know, then we got all of the monster trucks.
Long says if you get there before the show, you can meet some of the drivers and see the trucks close up in the pit. And they will be available after the show for autographs and photos. The Monster Truck Nationals are tonight and Saturday at 7:30. The pit opens at 5:30 each night. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.